In fact, you know, music seems to have this great healing power. And I tell you what, from HealthSmart, Louisa Deasy is going to tell us all about it. G'day, Louisa. How are you this morning?
Hello. Very well.
Now, tell me, we all love a good spot of music. But you know what? Sometimes music actually has a healing power. Is this really true?
Well, actually, yes. I mean, they've only recently started to do proper research into it, but it's quite interesting. They've done research into everything from animals to prison inmates to women going through labour and people with Alzheimer's, and how music has helped all of those. You know, it's sort of, it's the only thing that bridges all the divides.
This is just amazing. So basically, it helps. Does it help actually with blood flow and increasing your blood pressure or decreasing your blood pressure?
Yeah, well, all that sort of stuff. Basically, the theory is that because music relaxes you, and it has to be the right type of music, it relaxes you. So things like pain, and this is how the research into labour pain came about. People don't feel pain as strongly when they're relaxed and when they're, you know, focused on music.
Ah.
So they think it changes the body from the brain waves from an alpha to a beta state, which is the more relaxing.
Oh, okay. So basically, if the wife or maybe the daughter or whatever it might be is going into to labour, taking the old iPod and play a bit of music for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly, we're not talking about anything like Metallica or Nirvana or any of that headbanging stuff. Akadaka's Thunderstruck, probably not so good for labour.
No, I'd say not.
But what about, because I often find that I've got like a Vivaldi's Four Seasons CD. If I put that in the car, it's amazing. It's incredible. It does seem to relax you somewhat, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I always find when I'm getting a bit aggressive in traffic, I put classical music on. It stops me from getting road rage.
Yes, indeed. So it's got, the research has pretty much gone through the whole gamut of every demographic, or has it been done with babies?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's where the most interesting research came about. There's a woman by the name of Dr. Catherine Crock, and she worked in the Children's Cancer Ward, and she really wanted to reduce the just the anxiety in children going in for surgery. So she started some experimenting with playing music to them and just had these phenomenal results. And now her CDs are being played even, like I said, to dogs in the lost dogs home.
That is just incredible, isn't it? So she started that back in 2002 and kids are thinking this is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think even in the article that I wrote, she says families were coming into the hospital after when they didn't even need to, after the surgery happened, just because they loved the music so much.
Well, there you go, the healing power of music. It does actually work. You can read more about it inside HealthSmart. It's available right now, and there's a fantastic photo of four kitties too on the front of this article. And Louisa Deasy, thank you very much for your time. Great to catch up.
Thanks, Adam.